He's found it. Yes, he must have my birthday present.
Bilbo pricked up his ears. He was at last beginning to guess himself. He hurried a little, getting as close as he dared behind Gollum, who was still going quickly, not looking back, but turning his head from side to side, as Bilbo could see from the faint glimmer on the walls.
My birthday present! Curse it! How did we lose it, my precious? Yes, that's it. When we came this way last, when we twisted that nasty young squeaker, that's it. Curse it! It slipped from us after all these ages and ages. It's gone, Gollum.
Suddenly Gollum sat down and began to weep, a whistling and gurgling sound horrible to listen to. Bilbo halted and flattened himself against the tunnel wall. After a while, Gollum stopped weeping and began to talk. He seemed to be having an argument with himself.
It's no good going back there to search. No, we doesn't remember all the places we visited. And it's no use. The Baggins has got it in its pocket, says. The nasty nose has found it, we says. We guesses, precious, only guesses. We can't know till we find the nasty creature and squeezes it. But it doesn't know what the present can do, does it? It'll just keep it in its pocket, says. It doesn't know, and it can't go far. It's lost itself, the nasty, nosy thing. It doesn't know the way out. It said so. It said so, yes, but it's tricksy. It doesn't say what it means. It won't say what it's got in its pockets, says. It knows. It knows a way in. It must know a way out, yes. It's off to the back door. To the back door, that's it. The goblins will catch it then. It can't get out that way, precious. Gollum, goblins, eh? Yes, but if it's got the present, our precious present, then goblins will get it. Gollum, they'll find it. They'll find out what it does. We shan't be safe again, never, Gollum.